The Commonwealth Ombudsman has questioned the value of making asylum seekers pay for their time in detention. The latest report by the Ombudsman has found that in the last financial year, the cost of detaining asylum seekers was $28 million, but that the way the Department of Immigration handles the debt recovery is unsatisfactory. Refugee advocacy groups say the report adds weight to their call for the policy of forcing people to pay detention costs to be scrapped. Jennifer Macy reports.
45-year-old Sri Lankan man, who'd like to be known as Sam, arrived in Australia by boat in 2001 and was detained for 4.5 years. While the other people he arrived with were all granted temporary protection visas, he was refused entry and forced to leave Australia. 2 years later, Sam was granted a skilled migrants visa and he's now working as an electrician at a mine in Western Australia. But he has to repay $271,000 for the cost of his detention. Sam estimates that at $300 a month, it will take him 67 years to pay off his debt.
It's really unfair. It's totally unfair because it's not my fault. I came here as an asylum seeker because Australia needs skilled people. So I'm a qualified skilled person. So I'm working here. And then why I have to pay this money? I want to build up my life even now. So how can I do? How can I buy a house? How can I do the thing? There's so much of debt behind me. It's killing me.
After a number of complaints about people unable to pay back their debts, the Commonwealth Ombudsman, Professor John McMillan, launched an investigation.
Some of the complaints we had were from people who'd received notice of a detention debt and asked for it to be removed, and you know, months later nothing had occurred. And sometimes that was, you know, because it was a complex issue and some of the debts are in excess of $250,000. So anxiety and tension quickly develops.
He says while the Immigration Department was found to have dealt with debt waivers and write-offs in line with policy and legal requirements, there were some problems.
The main recommendation has just been to sharpen up the administrative processes, better information to people, better referral of cases for waiver to the Department of Finance, quicker response.
But refugee advocacy groups say asking people to pay back their detention costs is inherently unfair. Paul Power is the CEO of the Refugee Council of Australia.
It's really akin to UNHCR charging refugees for the time they spend in refugee camps. You know, there's a real question of natural justice involved.
The Ombudsman report also shows that most of the applications to have debts cancelled or written off have been approved. Professor McMillan says this means the government will carry most of the debt burden.
Yes, it is a legitimate topic for, you know, analysis as to whether detention debt should be imposed. They are imposed by the Migration Act, and so ultimately that's a question for the Parliament. Any inquiry into whether, you know, government should not impose debts immediately raises much larger issues. But you know, the topic of detention debts is a controversial issue in public discussion.
The Refugee Council's Paul Power says the report highlights that the entire process of debt recovery is a waste of time and money.
The detention debt policy really is one of a number of failed policies that were introduced at a time when the Australian government was introducing punitive policies to deter asylum seekers in particular from seeking refuge in Australia. And really it's time that the underlying policy is reviewed, not just the administrative aspects of it.
The Department of Immigration and Citizenship has released a statement saying it has accepted all the recommendations on the administration of the detention debt waiver, adding that some of the suggested improvements had already been made.
Jennifer Macy reporting.